my opinion, your brain waves link and link together, and you just jump on wrong, right?
But can you can do it with just two people?
My opinion, your brain waves link and link together, most of the average person can
you can do it with just two
people. You know, you ask a question, and you come right up with answers.
Well, you have to be pretty sharp, though, to be able to come up with something on a given subject, I think. Do they? Well, you have to be pretty sharp, though, to be able to... Well, your city folks aren't given subjects. You've lived in Nashville all your life, that's your... I always thought your city's about city.
No, a lot of people think that.
Lived in Nashville all your life.
Don't even get to get lost.
I always thought Nashville was big.
Really, my opinion, Nashville is a small city. Nashville is a small city.
Well, you said half a million people.
But they're taking the whole, Chattanooga's a small city.
I'm talking about the area of the city.
Knoxville's small.
They take a town in all.
And Memphis is a pretty good size.
Chattanooga's a small
town, but it's not very big. You're in and out and gone in a few minutes.
Well, what do you consider a really big city? How big does it have to be?
But as far as the cities down here, it's just a matter of
very large.
You can take a map and look at the layout.
As far as the cities down here,
Los Angeles is a big city. The matter of San Francisco is a big city.
You take a map and look at the
layout. But if you take an average town and look at your map,
Los Angeles takes long to get around.
How about Atlanta? Does that qualify?
You never get out of congested area. The next town right out back then back to
that.
You keep right on going town after town, out of town after town.
Is it, are they suburbs of Los Angeles then?
No, you fly out of county right on to the next one, but it's no country in between.
Are they suburbs of Los Angeles?
No, you have to go 100 miles from women in Los Angeles.
I guess everybody's got their own swimming pool or something out there. So
that's fine, but you just don't have any open area out there.
I guess everybody's got their own
pool or something out there. It's a separate park, I think. Is it still there? It's the only open area you got up there, probably.
Do you think you'd ever want to live anywhere else?
Maybe.
Everything here you need? Do you think you'd ever want to live anywhere else?
My job changes or my place where I have to make my living, and I would have to move.
My job changes.
Have you been in this same business all
where I have to make my living, and I'm
passed about all my life.
How did you get in this business?
Oh, God asked me to help him one day, said he'd pay me $1 an hour, and I told him, that's fine, let's go.
How did you get into this? $1 an hour is not very much.
I made $17 that week.
$1 an hour?
Bought all my groceries, paid the telephone bill, light bill, had $4 left.
Good gracious. I didn't know things were ever that cheap.
You buy a beer, buy a dime.
Good gracious.
Buy a baby.
I didn't know things were ever that cheap.
There was five times as large as the one that you buy now.
Well, I guess I can remember when candy bars were nickel.
Well, they hadn't changed the price up until here in the last several years on candy bars. But they did reduce them considerably.
They kept getting smaller and smaller and had the same price. I remember when postage stamps was worth 3 cents. I don't know if I remember before that or not. How long ago was that?
I remember when postage
stamps 3 cents?
Yeah.
I don't know if I remember. 40s.
How long ago
probably
was that?
Before that.
But postage stamps 3 cents?
Yeah.
Oh, that 3 cent postage.
I couldn't have been before that, or I wouldn't remember it now. Do you remember, Carl, when stamps were 3 cents? I couldn't have been before that, or I wouldn't
remember.
A nickel?
So
well,
do you remember, Carl, when the stamp for 3 cents?
What's the postage size? 15 cents?
15 cents.
Okay, so if you had a bunch of nickels, then?
A nickel?